The Torah is constant, but life has new questions every day. And that is why it's shaya for there to be machlokas. People have a question, if God gave Moshe everything as part of the oral Torah, then how could it be argued? How could one rabbi say kosher, one rabbi said treif? What did Hashem tell Moshe, kosher or treif? And if Hashem said kosher, the one who says treif is making a mistake. And if Hashem said treif, the one who said kosher is making a mistake. And yet, what does the Gemara say when you have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Which one of them is right? It says, Elul the Elul, different Elul claim. They're both right. How can they both be right if they say opposite things? Even today, Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal said one thing, Shlomo Zalman said another thing. They're both right. Now, I have to only follow one of them. I can't do two contradictory things. But in Hashem's book, they're both right. How can they be both right? What did Hashem tell Moshe? So the answer to this is, Hashem didn't tell Moshe a specific psak on every question. Hashem gave Moshe kolim and yesodos. And it is up to the chachamim in every generation to take those kolim and yesodos and apply them to new situations. Now, obviously, if you have two great people who are taking the kolim, they may apply them differently. But Hashem says, as long as the Chachamim are using the clothing that I gave Moshe, whatever they come up with, I give them full credit. But you understand, if Torah Shabbat Peh would have meant Hashem gave Moshe a ruling on every possible Shaila, then by definition, somebody would be wrong. But if you understand that Torah Shabbat Peh does not mean that Hashem gave Moshe a ruling on every specific question, but rather Hashem gave Moshe the general principles out of which every question could be answered, then as long as the Chachamim are using those general principles, Hashem says, whatever they come up with is emes, because it comes from my principles. Everyone understand that concept? That's Elo V'Elo Divrei Elokim Chayim. Now, that is why there is so much machlokas in the world. That's why there's so many discussions, so many debates. I mean, why isn't this there a single answer? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in such a way that human beings, the Chachamim, have to grapple with it. Now, you might ask the question, why did Hashem give the Torah that way? Why couldn't Hashem give a Torah that has an answer to every question? Now, you might say, well, maybe 3,000 years ago, at the time of Matan Torah, Hashem would have said, "Klomim is usher," or "Klomim is mutter." People would have said, "What's klomim?" Well, Hashem could have given Moshe a bunch of envelopes, saying, "Don't open this envelope before Tafshin Nun days." I never doubted the klomim. And then we have an answer. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah in which machlokes, confusion, and ambiguity is almost inevitable. But he could have given us a Torah in which every question has a single and definitive answer. But he didn't give the Torah that way. He gave the Torah in a way in which he gives us the principle and leaves it to the Bnei Yisrael to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like,
Hashem wants us to like figure it out. We verses
are
part of the Torah.
Right. That's exactly right. Very good. So that's what we're going to talk about. That creation relation. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah.
Isn't it only
okay
with
this
Rosh
Well, when we have a Sanhedrin, even Mashiach is not going to clarify that. What's going to happen though is when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin is going to vote, and then when they have a majority vote, that decides. But even then, they're first going to have to discuss it. So they're making
it.
Well, they will come. Well, let me put it this way. Objectively, there may not be a single clear-cut answer, but eventually, if there's an authoritative body, they can come to a clear-cut answer. We don't have a Sanhedrin today, so we don't have a body that can come to that answer.
Isn't it something that there's a difference in times now and times of
enough. So right now, we follow, let's say, we follow one opinion, and we follow a different opinion, because the circumstances will be different, and at the moment, what is correct now?
The Arizal says that's actually true in a very interesting area. In arguments, that's correct. In arguments between Hillel and Shammai, where Hillel is more lenient and Shammai is stricter, and we possibly like Beis Hillel in this world, it says we know so much Shiach who will possibly like Beis Shammai.
Okay,
that's good.
I understand this when it comes to the
Excellent question. In other words, we explain, what I try to explain is, how can both opinions be right on halacha? So that we have an explanation, because Hashem gave principles, and as long as the chachamim are using the principles, so even if one comes out A, the other comes out B, Hashem says, either one is fine, you follow your Rebbe, you follow your posek, I will bless it with them. Right? But your question is, that makes sense if it's a machlokas, if something is kosher or treish, Hashem will say, for those who paskin kosher, it's kosher. For those who paskin treish, it's treish. But let's say you have a machlokas about something happened. Did this happen in the past? Right? Did Vashti have a tail? Or did Vashti not have a tail? Did every Sheva have a twin sister born with them, as some of the Russians say? Or did every Sheva not have a twin sister? Dina was the only girl. Right? That's my focus in with Russia. Now there, some Chachamim say yes, some Chachamim said no. Now obviously, only one of those things could have happened. So somebody is right and somebody is wrong. Can you say Elu v'Elu divrei Elokim chayim on a mitzius? Right, mitzius means a historical event. Very excellent question.
I think that, like, yeah, we have to say
Elu
what would happen, but the, I don't think the Elu applies to something that happened. The Torah terms that Elu v'Elu, the message that the Chachamim are trying to bring out, are both correct. So, like, the both the ideas of both of them can be different. But still, the message is the same.
No, that's a good question. No. What he means to suggest is the following.
It's not that they're both right. It's what happened.
Not in history, but it doesn't matter.
No, I'm not.
Something can be correct, but not necessarily in the full way that it's being stated. If you have an argument, if X happened or Y happened. So one of them is wrong. Either